This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Island. Let's start local because a massive shark was spotted off Block Island on Monday. This video went viral almost immediately because it looks like a scene out of Jaws, which 50th anniversary of Jaws coming out.
Yes.
One of the best movies of all time.
Oh, you've seen it.
Oh my gosh. I was a big Jaws fan when I was younger. Like, yeah. I've seen maybe all of them.
Really?
They get a bit crazy at the end.
Yeah. But they're remaking it with Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, that would be good, though. I'd check that out.
You're watching on Twitch or YouTube, I believe Mitch has the video of this going on. It happened at the Great Salt Pond on Block Island. The shark was 20 feet long. People originally thought it was a great white, but it was just a basking shark, which experts say are no harm to people. Sorry, if I'm in the water and I see a 20-foot shark, I'm getting out no matter what.
Yeah.
But we can hear some audio of folks seeing the shark.
Oh, there it is.
There's a shark in the pond! Shark in the pond!
Damn. So nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about basking sharks,
okay.
I guess.
All right.
Well, there's probably some out there right behind us.
I was told on our boat right over that Greg and I got up early for that there is a stripers all in the harbor here.
Yeah.
You throw a little bread and boom, you see massive stripers come up and grab it.
Was the guy saying stripers or strippers?
I don't know. Good question.
That's only on the Steph Diggs boat.
Five current and former MBTA employees were arrested yesterday. Curtis is going to love this story. They were lying about conducting red line tracking inspections last year. So surveillance video came about of four former track inspectors doing other things while they were supposed to do the inspection. They were working on private vehicles. They were sitting and just scrolling.
Yep.
But they didn't inspect the track. So public payroll, Curtis, I thought you would find this interesting in particular. There is only one person of the five charged in federal court who were paid by the MBTA this year. Do you want to guess on how much their salary was?
A track inspector?
Yes.
That's a full-time job?
Correct.
I would hope less than $80,000.
$135,000. He made $144,000 in 2024.
With overtime. Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure. With
overtime, he was on the clock, not even working.
Yeah. Yep.
God, why do people want to give the government more money? I honestly, what have they ever done effectively?
Not much.
It's insane.
Not God in heaven.
Researchers in Germany have linked drinking and smoking cigarettes together to a cause for colon cancer. This is scary. So the researchers found 100 cigarettes in a person's lifetime can increase the risk of developing colon cancer by 59% compared to those who don't smoke at all. And that's 100 over a lifetime. That's pretty easy to get to. They also found drinking alcohol every single day, even if it's just one or two drinks, raises your risk of developing early onset colon cancer by 39% compared to those who don't drink.
So the two together are obviously really bad.
Correct.
Is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even individually, those numbers, that gives you time to pause. Speaking of things that could give you cancer, Skittles has secretly changed their recipe after RFK said a chemical used in the recipe causes cancer. So Mars Wrigley, which is the giant behind Skittles, has confirmed that it has removed titanium dioxide. I don't even like that name. If I'm looking at a recipe and I'm saying titanium dioxide, that doesn't sound good. They removed it from the Skittle candy in the United States. Apparently, titanium dioxide is a very popular chemical used in candy.
So, what are people supposed to do if they have consumed Skittles? Skittles for their entire life.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Have you seen these? Maybe it's TikTok. I don't know. There's these viral videos where they show the ingredient list of something that you buy here and then the same product in a foreign country. And there's like four ingredients in France and there's 62 here.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with skincare, hair products. Like, they just don't care here.
No. You should get that. What was the app that we had that could tell you?
Oh, Yuka.
Yuka.
Maybe they'll get, like, one of them lawsuits, big lawsuits, so we can jump
class
in on.
Class action.
Yeah,
we can jump in on that for Skittles.
Right.
I mean, I've had a bunch of Skittles in my life.
I was going to say, if I remember correctly, a huge Skittles consumer.
I love Skittles.
Who was the guy? Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch is that. He loves Skittles, too. I mean, I feel like they should owe me some money.
Amen.
Maybe those were Skittles on the boat.
Great point.
Stephon Diggs.
Could be. I mean, who doesn't love Skittles?
Right.
They were new recipe.
Yeah. Justin Bieber under fire for some photos he posted on his Instagram. So it's a carousel of photos. It says, the caption said, going to be a good summer. There were a few photos with his son, Jack. One of them in particular, it looked like he was on a couch, sitting on a porch. Cute little photo. You just see Jack's little feet and thighs in it. The next photo is the same couch in the same outfit on the same porch, rolling up some weed with a friend. Right. People immediately in the comments were upset about this, saying, stop smoking in front of your kid. It seemed like it was the same day. It seemed like the photos happened one after the other. But not thrilled with Justin Bieber this morning.
Why?
Well, because if he's smoking weed with his kid, right.
I don't think he was actually the kid was smoking it, but you'll down a glass of vodka in front of your kid.
Yeah, but I don't think there's secondhand damage done by somebody drinking.
Yeah, but was he smoking or was he just rolling it up?
He was in the photo. He's rolling it.
Yeah,
people are assuming that he smoked it after.
My mother used to say, "Don't assume because it makes asses of all of us."
Yep,
you and me. Did you
defend all athletes and Bieber?
Bieber, I mean, because he's rolling up weed.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what? Weed is legal in a lot of states. It's legal.
Auntie Kathy lives by that.
If you're pouring liquor in front of your kid, what's the difference?
Yeah. All right.
As long as
you're weed is legal.
I can see if he was puffing it up and blowing it in the kid's face.
Yeah.
But did he have a kid? When did Justin Bieber become a dad?
Oh, last year.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I'll tell you what, his wife sold her makeup company.
Skincare company.
Ooh. Skincare.
Ooh.
For $1 billion.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Yeah.
So Rode, which I'm sure a lot of people maybe in this room have used. I love Rode. She sold it to Elf Cosmetics.
Right.
So Elf is trying to expand their skincare brand. Haley said that she was approached by Elf. She didn't go out looking for the funding. So $1 billion.
Not bad.
So she's hoping to take it to the next level now.
And it's new too, right? It hasn't been out
Rode,
for a while,
like
right?
2 years,
yeah.
I want to say.
Not bad.
So she's collecting $1 billion.
Yep.
That's 1,000 M's if Aaron Rodgers is listening. Is she going to stay with him? Probably not. Like, she's got the money.
If you look into the Hailey Bieber lore, like, she was obsessed with Justin Bieber her entire life.
Right.
So I don't think that money's going to change that.
Okay.
But pretty impressive. She did over $215 million in 2 years.
Damn.
For Rode.
Pretty good.
Off the ground.
Yeah.
All right.
We have an airline incident of the day.
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
A woman flying back to Maryland from Orlando after a trip to Disney World today. So 46-year-old Christy Lee Crampton, she was getting on her flight when a young boy reportedly called her fat, called her Miss Piggy, and said that she couldn't fit in her seat. Instead of Christy Lee taking it on the chin, as this is just a child.
The chins.
Yeah. She,
which one?
She decided to hit the boy in the face, hit him in the head, and then slam his head, reportedly, slam his head against the plane window.
How old?
What?
How old was the child?
I believe 9.
Okay. But he called her Miss Piggy?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not nice.
Somebody's got a discipline.
That's a good one-liner.
Yeah.
If he calls me Miss Piggy, I'd be like, yo, mama's Miss Piggy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. She was taken off the plane. She is being charged with felony child abuse. She was in court yesterday in Florida where she was granted $10,000 bond.
Okay. We should pause on the news. We'll get to the rest of it coming up, including the dumbest of the day. And what happened when a couple hikers were in the mountains of New York? Is that where that happened?
I believe so.
Okay. That is coming up. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a roadshow Friday at the Lobster Bar. Awesome place.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It is nice over here.
If I lived in Newport, I'd be out on this deck every day having lunch and then having dinner in the same.
First lunch, second lunch.
Right, right. And roadshow number four, a week from today, will be up in Maine. So good morning and hello to everybody who is listening up on our Maine radio stations. And we will be at the Brunswick a week from today. We'll be up there for the annual Beach Cornhole Tournament, which is happening a week from tomorrow at the Brunswick to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. And a very rare live Ken and Curtis show at the annual Beach Cornhole Tournament at the Brunswick a week from tomorrow.
I feel like Ken has the personality of being a good cornhole player.
He does. Yeah. He's
there you go.
Look at that. What else do you do in Pennsylvania growing up?
Is Ken going to stay at the shack with you?
He's welcome.
No, we're at the hotel.
Oh, you're at the hotel right there at the Brunswick?
There you go.
Great hotel.
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Wiggy loves it.
You got one of the little rooms with the balcony overlooking the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, boss man.
Just inquire if you're in a room that has a hot tub. Make sure it's not the one that Wiggy was.
They got hot tubs over there. I've never been in a room with a hot tub.
He's talking about like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You always choose the room that has magic fingers on the bed.
Oh, the one that you put the quarters in and vibrates?
Yes.
Yeah, those are the best beds.
Isn't it
means you have to do a little bit less work, right? Yes.
Oh, isn't it interesting that Wiggy's first team was the Jets?
Nothing wrong with that.
Let's see. All right. We should get Courtney into what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Before I get into sports, a reminder if you're just tuning in this morning, 240 Miller Lights sold last night at the Landing.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and I've been looking around. A lot sold this morning.
Yes.
So
100 of them sold. 100 sold
good
to...
Job.
100 sold to Adam Jones, so that he'll be on at 10.
Yes.
Thanks for waiting for that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
The Red Sox are back in action tonight, 7:15 first pitch, with Lucas Giolito getting the start.
Okay, drop time.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't ready that time. I'm sorry.
Opposing Grant Holmes. Brooksy joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
Join Christian Arquette at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Knicks stay alive. Final score 111-94. Jalen Brunson led the way, going off for 32. And after a wild night on Tuesday, Tyrese Halliburton pretty quiet last night. He ended with only 8 points. Game 6 is set for Saturday. In the NHL, Edmonton moves on, beating Dallas 6-3. So it's Panthers-Oilers in the Stanley Cup Finals. That series will start Wednesday in Edmonton. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big savings are sizzling at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up value pack beef, T-bone, or New York strip steak, or lamb loin chops, bone-in, for just $7.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending.
All right. We will get to the rest of the news. We'll get to Joe in the car. We'll get to AJ from Cranston, Rhode Island. And the rest of your calls coming up next on a Roadshow Friday from the Lobster Bar in beautiful Newport, Rhode Island.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, and we are in Newport, Rhode Island. By the way, first time ever, extended roadshow on a Friday with Adam Jones and Rich Keefe doing their show here all the way up until 2. So... Might as well make it a full day.
And if Twitter is any, or X is anything to indicate how the midday show is going to go, it's going to be a wild ride. Because Jones, I think, is still drunk maybe from last night.
Probably. He had 3 beers and he was falling all over himself.
He is being funny on social media.
Let me tell you this. Jones gets after it. Years ago, we went out to the Yard House, Jess and I, Jones and Kat, to go to a Sox game. And, you know, I wasn't a I didn't lose many drinking contests.
Yeah.
But I had a headache like you read about the next day.
Yeah.
Those two.
They had Rich was – I tried to make Rich stay. I was – by the way, I was the last man standing last night.
Wow.
Even stayed out later than Wiggy.
Yeah, you did.
Which is a rarity for me.
Did you let your night job –
I did not let my night job affect my day job.
Good.
Did you hear my lead this morning? Pretty good.
Pretty
one.
Good. That was a good lead.
Saucy.
But Rich, I tried to get Rich to stay, but he did the he Heismaned his way out of there.
Yeah.
But those guys will be on at 10 and should be interesting.
Adam Jones is in the hot tub at the Hojo right now.
There you go.
Speaking of last. Speaking of would you the Howard Johnson's hot tub? I don't think so.
Be my first choice.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think so.
Take a hot shower.
Speaking of last night, we had a great event at the Landing, and I want to thank everybody who came out. Courtney mentioned it. We are today and last night, thanks to Miller Lite and thanks to Frankie and the Landing and everybody here at the Lobster Bar, we've been raising money for the employees at the Matunic Oyster Bar, which is one of our favorite restaurants, not only in Rhode Island, but in the entire country. And, well, listen to this. Perry, the owner, has called the show this morning.
Oh.
Because he heard you mention the Miller Lite. So if we could, a round of applause and a welcome to Perry.
The nicest guy.
Good morning. Perry, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm sure you heard what's going on, and I think everybody here, we talked a lot about it last night. Everybody cannot wait till you get reopened and get back in business down there.
Yeah, me too. I'm working on it right now. Going to see an architect right now to try and come up with a plan for the next phase here.
Well, you got to hurry. I need oysters before the oysters before the end of the summer.
Going as fast as I can over here. Thank you.
Well, a ton of money raised by everybody who's here this morning. Everybody who's having a Miller Lite, and I know you wanted to call and thank everybody for that. So the floor is yours.
I appreciate everybody turned out and is drinking Miller Lite at 8:30 in the morning. Sounds awesome, and I will. Appreciate Landing and with the Landing in Lobster Bar and Frankie and PK. Hopefully I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Round of applause for Perry and it's an unbelievable restaurant.
The coolest part too last night was people love Perry so much that I had a gentleman come up to me and said, I just went to the bartender and said 20 Miller Lights, just put them on the bar, whoever wants them. He just wanted to make sure that he was getting his donation there. So very cool.
Yeah. And so that money, everything that these guys are donating is going to the servers and the bartenders and the barbacks and the kitchen staff who do not have a job this summer. So, let's get to AJ from Cranston here in Rhode Island. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys? Love you guys. Listen every day.
Thank you.
Earlier, Greg, you brought up a good point about Rafi not being a team player, and he's not being a team player. And Wiggy, I just wanted to point out, you said they're paying him $35 million to be a hitter. That's not true, man. When he signed that contract, he was also a third baseman. You know what I mean? So to say they're just paying $35 million to just hit the ball, I don't think that's an accurate depiction at all. Like, he's not being a team player. He's like, if he was willing to play the field, that would give Cora the flexibility to not have to put as many players out of position. And, you know, I don't think paying him $35 million to just hit the ball. He's being paid that much to be a team leader, to be the face of the organization, the face of the franchise. And he's not living up to his end of the bargain.
AJ, you know? Thank you. So my lead this morning was Alex Cora was asked about Rafael Devers playing third base, maybe even giving first base a try to help out here in a pinch. And Alex Cora said that this is a quote, he's not having it, meaning the discussion about it, I guess.
Right.
That's not a guy that I want as the face of my franchise going forward, a guy who's not going to is not willing to have a discussion
right
about helping out when the team needs it. And I get you disagree completely.
Oh, yeah.
You and Courtney disagree completely.
Right.
But it's Wiggy, it's the exact opposite of what you want in a leader and a guy who is the face of your franchise. He's not having it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you that, you know, he isn't being a team player. But I'm saying that they did him dirty, and clearly he's being petty.
Yeah.
They did him dirty, and I still believe.
How do they do somebody dirty? How do they do somebody dirty that they're paying $35 million?
I'm telling you, I believe that they told him he was going to be able to still play third base even with Bregman.
Yep.
I believe that, and I think he was under the assumption that he'd be the third baseman and maybe Bregman would play second, and that was, you know, where he wanted to play. And then when he gets to spring training, he kind of sees the writing on the wall as like, oh, they just told me that to keep me quiet and keep me happy.
Also, then you have to remember the beginning of the season and how much he struggled at DH and how ridiculed he was over and over again. Now that he's figured it out, they're going to say, oh, wait, no, sorry. We actually want to put you back third for you to struggle there. And then it'd be – that's what would happen.
Right. I think that we all agree. I think that Devers should be acting in a better way when it comes to what the team needs. And I will say – no matter what you think of Devers, he is unmovable. He is on the team for another 10 years at $300 million. This is Alex Cora's number one job description. And this is what Alex Cora signed up for when he was so public in his desire for Alex Bregman to come to this team.
Right.
And so it's on his lap. And that's why I think he's getting sort of ornery with the media, because it's his problem that he has to figure out. And he can't force a guy to move. He said he would take care of it. Obviously, Breslow and Cora had very different beliefs about what to do when Casas got hurt. And Cora knew that Devers was not going to like being asked to go back and play the field. I'm not excusing it. I'm just living in the reality, and I feel like this is the issue right now is that Cora can't figure this out, and I think it may be on him because they're not going to be able to get rid of Devers if this doesn't work
out. And the person that he needs to blame is the guy he looks at every day when he wakes up, is the man in the mirror. Because if he jumped on this from day one, right when they were getting ready to sign Bregman and saying to Devers and saying, hey, listen, you're not going to play third base. We're not. Bregman's better in our mind. We're not going to have you.
So they gave him the opportunity. He was unavailable, by the way, in spring training.
No, but
because he was throwing a hissy fit.
But Cora should have. As soon as they signed Bregman, Cora should have said, "Devers, you're not playing third base." Like the day they signed him.
And you've seen the way he's reacted now. You think he would have said, "Yep"?
He might have went kicking and screaming, but guess what? He eventually went to the DH and he found his role and he said, "Okay, I'll do that." But great. Just be upfront and honest with him once you sign the guy and you don't have this problem.
If he is the face of your franchise, you should be upfront and honest with him. Because Wiggy's right. If you did this when you first signed Bregman, everything moves forward quicker.
Yes.
So, yes, he goes kicking and screaming, but that happens at the very beginning of spring training. Get a better Devers when it comes to DH at the beginning of the season.
He is bothered by the fact he thinks he should be the everyday third baseman on this baseball team. Bregman here or not. He is.
Right.
So even if you did what you're suggesting in spring training, when Bregman went down and you asked him to help out, the reaction would have been the same from the guy. I get it. He's an unbelievable hitter. I get it.
Right.
I bring it up to people last night at the landing and they're like, he's got 50 RBIs. Like, leave him alone. That's not what the baseball team stinks right now.
Right.
They're nowhere near what the expectation was in the division or in Major League Baseball. So you need people to jump up and help out a little bit.
But this is the issue with the team. If he is the face of your team, you're not a championship-oriented team. And if he's the guy that is your most important player, he is not someone that will sacrifice for the betterment of the team.
But he's not the problem. Even if you put him at first base and he goes to first base, it's not going to change what the team is. The first baseman, there's been a couple errors
there. You get Wiggy, when you do that, you get his bat in the lineup and you add another bat in the lineup.
Right.
Like, you understand
the benefit. Yeah, but whose bat in the lineup are you
talking
about? All right, so you could still put Roman Anthony in the field. You can have Roman Anthony come up with Devers DH'ing, and Roman Anthony's bat is still going to be in the lineup. All you have to do is move Sadan Rafaela to second base. Like, people are – what is maddening to me is no one wanted him to play third base. He doesn't want to play first base because he probably knows he's not going to be very good at it. And everybody was like, Devers, just go to DH and hit the ball. That's all we care about during spring training. Yes, he went kicking and screaming, and it was him being petty, but he eventually went there. He settled into his role, and now he's great.
This is Joe in the car. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, man, I'm on your side. This is why I hate baseball. This is why I don't like baseball. Baseball players are the most overpaid, egotistical, prima donnas I've ever seen in my life. And, of course, my man Wiggy, of course, athletes can't do no wrong to this guy's eyes. I mean, you got guys that bring guns at airports. He supported Antonio Brown. Now he's behind Stephon Diggs. Like, Wiggy, this is a team sport, buddy. It's a team sport. They need Devers right now more than anything. Just because they said something in the beginning, things change. That's like Hillman being out for a week, and they're going to have to fill his seat. And if they go to you, Wiggy, and say, hey, Wiggy, we're going to need you to fill Greg Hill's seat, what are you going to say? Oh, man, no way. You guys are paying me enough. You don't pay me enough to do Greg Hill's job.
Preach.
What are you going to do?
But that's an upgrade. Joe, that's an upgrade. If they said, hey, Wiggy, we need you to go do Saturdays at, 1 to 4, that's
Curtis and Ken are right here.
Yeah, Curtis does this 5 days a week.
But here's what I think. It is an upgrade, according to Devers, his own words, for him to have the position that they're asking him to play.
Right.
Like, we've gone full circle here.
He wanted.
It was an insult to be asked to be a DH. Now it's an insult to play third.
It's an insult to have him move over and over and over.
Yeah, he's like,
that's
but
how
it's
he
what
feels.
Happened. But they've had injuries at all over
yeah,
the
but
field.
We agree he's being petty.
Right.
And he's being petty because of the way they handled it in the beginning.
I agree.
And if you would have just handled it better in the beginning, maybe he's not this petty. But the thing is, even if he's playing third base, even if Bregman gets hurt, people would probably still be, you're better off putting Meyer there because he's a better third baseman than Devers. It's just, and when Joe brings up sports and baseball, yes, baseball is a team sport, but it's an individual team sport because when you're at the plate, it's about you and nobody else.
Yep.
And so that's the difference when you look at baseball.
All right, this is Mark from Rhode Island. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to defend Devers on this a little bit, and I kind of agree with Wiggy and Courtney on this. The team had so many holes in the offseason to fill, and they chose to fill the face of the franchise and replace his position. Reluctantly, he went to DH. As much as he didn't want it, he succeeded. Then when Casas went down, they asked him to play first base, which he didn't want to do. The team told him he was going to be a third baseman and signed him to a $300 million contract and then changed the terms of the contract and asked him to move positions. I think he is a team player, and now he's being a stick in the mud by not going over to back to third base. He shouldn't. They asked him to do something. He did it, and now he's doing it for the team, and he's being successful at it. The team messed this up in the offseason by signing a third baseman to replace the face of your franchise that you chose was going to be the future. It's on the team. The team created this problem, and Corey can't handle it.
If they were going to pay me $35 million, they could pierce my nipples and lay me out in the middle of center field, and I would do
right.
it willingly and delightedly.
Yeah, that's you.
That is not an image I want right now.
I would be delighted about it.
Yeah, that's you, though.
I understand.
Go ahead.
One more thing. It's very interesting to me when we talked to Alex Cora, we talked to Craig Breslow, and we brought up the fact at first base. Okay, so what's the plan, or what about Devers at first base? And they said, oh, yeah, maybe, but we don't want to – he's starting to figure out DH. We don't want to mess with his schedule or mess with the way in which he's prepping or his day-to-day. So now you're telling me you're ready to do that at third base, and then when Bregman comes back, he's got to go back to DH and figure it all out again.
Yeah. Right. Great point, right. Courtney.
Well, it is more of the cluster F that is currently the Boston Red Sox, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Friday. Extended party, by the way, up until 2 o'clock with Jones and Keith. And coming up next, we'll be joined by the mayor of Newport. Can we give him a round of applause?
All right.
He's got a little presentation to make. We'll get that next here on the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back in Newport, Rhode Island. It is a roadshow Friday, and so great to be here with all of you. Great time last night out at the Landing for pregame. And with us this morning, the man who is the boss of this city, the mayor of Newport, Charlie Holder. Mr. Mayor,
great to be here.
Great to have you.
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks for allowing us to come to your city. I think we might come back.
Yeah, definitely.
I would love to have you guys back anytime.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the music. The Steely Dan is one of my favorite bands.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Cool. We got a cool mayor, I think. By the way, this city offers so much. I know you guys love inviting people down here, but we're staying at the Ocean Cliff.
Yeah.
Great hotel. And there's so many great places to visit when you're down here.
Yeah, we have a little crew from Ocean Cliff over here behind us.
Yeah, we do. Round of applause for them.
The best.
And Ocean Cliff was one of my first jobs growing up as a kid.
Oh, 13-year-old
bar back, and here I am.
Better
amount of years later, still in the hospitality business.
Better job, mayor or bar back?
Oh, bar back.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know that new book?
Way more money.
New book that's going everywhere, The Wedding People, based off the Ocean Cliff.
Yep.
So
what
cool.
Is what is it?
The Wedding People. It's on my list of what I should read, and Jody gave me one yesterday, copy of it yesterday.
Do you like weddings?
Yes. Love them.
Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, that's a great movie.
Wedding Crashers,
yes.
Yep.
Yes, it was. Well, we want to thank you for having us here, and I would recommend Newport to anybody who hasn't been here. It is, the food is great, the people are great, the water's great, the harbor's great, everything's great. So,
we have pretty much everything to offer for anything you want to do. But sports wise, people don't know how big of a sports town Newport is.
Yeah,
you know, obviously we have Newport Country Club. The first U.S. Open was held here. We had the senior U.S. Open last year. Out there, obviously, America's Cup, and I think you guys are going out maybe on one of the boats later with Brad Reed.
Yep. The Gulls. You got the Gulls.
The Gulls, the three-time champions.
Gully.
Yeah, for sure.
There's Gully.
So cute.
And part of my mayoral role is I get to throw out the first pitch on Wednesday night at their opening night. So.
Oh, ooh. Hopefully it goes better than Greg and Wiggy's.
I got to warm up the arm a little bit. But
yeah. Greg was a bad Baba Booey. It was like bounced 5 feet before the – dirt of the mound.
Twice, unfortunately. Now, I know you have a couple presentations to make.
I do. And when I heard you guys were coming down, first I want to say thank you guys so much for everything that you do, foundation-wise, everything you do for the community, raising money even during COVID for all the restaurant employees. So that's fantastic. But I wanted to make sure, and Wiggy, as a former New England Patriot, starting the dynasty, the snow game. We'll never forget that.
I appreciate it.
I got a little gift for you.
All right, brother.
Oh.
I'm in.
Oh.
Okay.
It's pink.
All right.
It's pink. Hold on. Don't say nothing. Let's see what we got up in here. Okay.
What is it?
Oh, the key?
The gold key.
The key to the city.
You know what this means.
The key to the city.
That's right.
Wiggy gets the key to the city? What's going on here?
You are going to regret this.
Oh, yeah. We're partying now. I'm bringing all the boys up from Boston. I got the key to the city.
So wait. What comes with the key to the city?
Everything.
I mean, trust me, we're changing the locks tomorrow.
Okay, good. Thanks.
But today,
that's right.
It's on.
Today, yeah. Watch out.
When I'm driving around and I'm blowing through every red light, I get pulled over. I'm going to be like, you see this right here? I can do what I want.
Have you ever been given a key to a city?
No.
Like,
no,
did,
this is the first.
Did Brooklyn ever do that?
No, Brooklyn never did it, and neither did East Boston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is
maybe,
the first.
Maybe this is the start of something.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well-deserved win.
All right. I feel like I'm a Rhode Islander now.
Prior to this, he wouldn't go south of Mass Ave.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
Well, we've learned with the Red Sox, he's very easily bought.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. All right.
And one other thing I have here today is, since you're down here today, it's a proclamation from the city of Newport. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically says, for all the work you guys done for the community, for all the charities and the foundation, that today, May 30th, 2025, is going to be the Greg Hill Show in Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh.
You're awesome.
Fantastic, Greg. That is so cool.
Show that on Twitch and YouTube.
Greg, you have a day.
Well, yeah, we got a day. We got a day here.
So like the key, it's only good for one day.
Yeah. Well, we thank you. You guys are incredible hosts. We thank you. I'm so glad that we decided to come here, and I think we'll probably be back next year if you guys will have us.
Anytime.
Yeah. Okay.
And to Frankie, PK, the Landing Lobster Bar crew, everything you guys have done for Matunuck Oyster Bar especially. This is another donation to that cause for me. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job.
This
is what we do. We help each other out. This is what we do in the hospitality industry and in the city. So it's all about what we can do for someone else. You know?
Are you interested? We have an opening in Boston for a mayor. Are you interested? Are you interested?
I don't know. I love Newport.
No. Okay.
It's all about having common sense. You know?
You don't have enough bike lanes here.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, we don't have.
I'm going to try to keep it that way.
Okay. There you go.
We don't have common sense in Boston. We have zero common
zero.
Sense.
All right. That's the mayor of Newport.
There you go.
Charlie Holder.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. We are at the Lobster Bar, and it's Roadshow number 3. And a reminder that 1 week from today, we will be in Maine for Roadshow number 4. Fourth Roadshow season, we'll be at the Brunswick in Maine with you guys next week. Night before, we will be at the Cowbell for a pregame. And that is all brought to you by Miller Lite. Every Roadshow and Roadshow season brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. We're going to play your Hill Notes coming up at 9:20, so still time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. And we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.